You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is episode 15, The Legions of Dr. Zorbius.
Welcome back to Coriander Society Adventures!
If you are just joining us, our heroes are in Dr. Zorbius' nefarious laboratory beneath Thornacre Manor, and after getting the drop on a couple of Lincoln Giotto's goons, they have encountered a Zorbot Mark II. The danger is increasing, and it is John Carmichael's turn. So,
ooh, yes, excellent.
What would you like to do?
Well, I have not seen, but I have heard. What is this? Is that a cat? Is that my cat?
Yeah, that's the cat piece. You wanted a cat. I give you a piece for your cat.
Glorious. Oh, can we hide him for now? I don't have him right now.
I'm sending him to the Shadow Realm.
Yay, Shadow Realm it is.
Don't worry. He's still there.
So all I heard was beep, boop, destroy, destroy.
Destroy.
Yeah, I'm going to be like trying to tell, like there was a and he was like,
I look over and just get a bare bit of what Ascena's trying to say, but I'm going to move up to Saul's like little cell door here. Does it appear to be locked?
Yes.
Okay. How good does the lock appear to be? Can I pick it?
You can absolutely take a shot at picking the lock.
I will absolutely take a shot at picking the lock.
All right. Do you have thieves'
tools?
I
do, but you know what? Rather than risking failure, and we already have... didn't have it prepared. Shiza. Nope, but I gotta use thieves' tools then. Normally I would just knock, but I didn't expect to have to do this today. So, okay. I don't have it written down. Okay, I know I have these tools. I didn't put it here on my sheet, but I do have them. I'm not proficient with them, but I
know.
Then
make an intelligence check. Raw intelligence, okay. No proficiency modifier.
Raw intelligence it is. 15.
That happens to be the exact DC of this lock, which you pop open.
Yay! Thank goodness.
All right.
Okay. I tell Saul, look, we'll catch up later. Go up these stairs that we just came from, and I need you to just... Okay, there's a secret door to the right. I give him a bare explanation, and there's a brick wall that isn't a brick wall. Go hide behind that, and we'll come get you as soon as we can. Do you understand? If you don't, you're going to get grabbed by goonies and maybe die. So just hide, okay?
Secret door, brick wall that isn't a brick wall. I got you. And he heads up those stairs immediately.
And 5-10 feet. That was my action. Whew. Goodness gracious.
Opening the picking a lock is more than an item interaction. That takes focus. That's an action.
Action. No, I said action, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gosh.
Stone, you're up next, by the way.
I looked at the party. Guys, what do we want to do about that robot?
Wait, how do you know she's talking about a robot?
Because it went beep, boop, destroy.
You can hear when I say it, like you can hear that from around the corner.
Destroy.
Can I like poke? Is it my turn yet?
It will be your turn after John's turn.
Got you.
I don't know where they want me to be. I don't know what this thing can do. All I see is a different door. I'm going to back up to the other door and just hold it in case somebody comes.
Okay, so you're holding the door. Hold the door, hold the door.
Do we have go that way?
I don't know, but I would rather be in the doorway if things show up this way and let you guys deal with the robot.
No, I'm saying we run away from the robot.
We could, yeah.
Let me see it.
Okay.
I end my turn. I put myself in the face down position and end my turn.
Gaston, it is your turn. What would you like to do?
I would like to very particularly just stick.
All right. So hold down here. The alt key. Hold down the alt key when you drag yourself, and you can sort of peek around the corner that way.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to see me looking around the corner like. I just see the robot. How different is it from the previous ones we've seen?
This one has different armament. It has slicing claws and some sort of ray gun on its head.
Interesting. Okay, so this is going to be a real quick one. I'm going to... Oops. So wait, I started here, and it's like... If I use the arrow... No, this one.
It's 10 feet of movement to get up there.
Yeah, I want to get to, like, here, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I have, what, 30 movement?
You have 30 movement, so this will give you enough to get back around the corner.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So I'm going to move right here. And I'm going to toss one of my... where is it?
One of those spider EMPs, right?
No, it's a grenade.
Anti-robot grenade.
Yes.
I have an EMP grenade, but I just... It's not in my...
That is fine. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Ma.
Polarizing anti-robot grenade. All right. So, it does 1d8 electrical damage in a 10-foot radius... But it does +6d8 against robots and other sentient machines. Yeah. So it's a dexterity-based attack to lob it. So just roll like it's a gun. Roll your gun, and we'll add it to your character sheet later. But the good news is you only have to land it. Like, it's just a thrown weapon, so...
I'm gonna go ahead and...
Give it the old yeet.
And punching distance.
A 9. Mm-hmm. Roll 1d8. Or burn inspiration.
That was good.
I would like to burn inspiration.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Roll again.
Wait, I thought that it was good enough to get it near the... No?
It's under a 10.
Oh.
The thing is, so here's the thing. Before you burn that inspiration, it is going to scatter. It's going to scatter into one of the surrounding squares. No matter which square it scatters into, it should not hit you. So I think you're fine, actually.
Oh, then... I have no problem with that. I'm just going to go ahead and not use my inspiration. Because, I was just going to throw the nade and immediately walk back.
Okay. Roll 6d8.
Woo!
And the Zorbot rolls a dexterity saving throw for half damage.
Nicely done.
Woo!
Yeah!
Destroy!
Gaston Tosto. Oh, my goodness. Look at you.
All right, minus 34 points of damage. It is not yet bloodied, or, you know, malfunctioning. Move yourself back around the corner. Well done. It's Zorbot time.
Activate Zorbian Atomic Ray.
Uh-oh.
And the Zorbot comes walking around
the
corner.
No, it's definitely not good.
It makes it all the way to here. You just barely have cover from this point, which is going to give you a bonus on your armor class. Actually, you know what? It's
disengage atomic ray, initiate melee combat procedures,
and it's going to attack you twice. Its arms telescope out, and it just tries to slice the crap out of you. You get +2 to your armor class for your cover, so tell me if these hit. Attack the first. The Dungeon Master has advantage from serotonin. I'm using it.
Yep.
Does a 21 hit you? Yes, it does. Take 13 points of slashing damage.
But then my suit does the thing where it flashes bright lights.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. So the Zorbot is going to roll a constitution saving throw. It does not have immunity to the blinded condition. Natural 20! Its photoreceptors are unaffected, and you used your reaction to activate that effect. It hits you with the second slice, which does not have advantage.
Destroy!
Natural 20.
No!
The claw reaches out and just cuts right through... drawing a massive amount of blood. Take 30 points of damage.
What, mate? I can't see Gaston from where I'm at, right?
Correct. He's behind the stairs.
And these are stairs that don't have like it's solid under there. There's no like, I can't see in through the steps.
Correct.
Or anything like that.
Correct. It's solid under there.
Okay.
That is the Zorbot's turn.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
The goon is sound asleep thanks to getting zapped with a dart. Asena, it's your turn. This thing, it took damage from the anti-robot grenade, but it just walked up and sliced the crap out of Gaston.
Yeah.
I should have stayed close.
I'm aware of that.
Pain.
Okay.
Jeebus.
I just gonna be like, John? Do you want me to fight this thing?
Is Gaston almost dead?
What, yeah, I'm looking pretty. I'm at? Pretty almost dead.
I would say yes.
You want me to? I could just pick him up and leave.
It's a Dargon. Pretend it's a Dargon.
Please God, yes.
Like Dargons.
A car Dargon. Okay. Remember the car Dargons.
I still don't know what that means.
Gaston's lying in bed, and this is a Volkswagen Beetle. Get him out of there.
What?
Remember the analogy from earlier.
I'm thinking. Okay, just give me a second. I'll
yeah, take your time. Take your time. I'm just bleeding from everywhere.
You know, to be fair, I warned you. I warned you.
Did you?
I told you there was a shink guy.
What is this?
Hey, you decided to poke your head out. I'm just gonna take a look because I don't believe Asena that there's a bad boy out there.
What? First of all, I damaged it too. I don't see you do anything to it.
Asena, you got this, I believe.
I really pretend need Gaston to have this, so I'm going to say you have this.
Pretend Gaston is a giant crocodile and those piercing arms are a John Carmichael with a harpoon. Protect the crocodile.
Okay. So, Asena doesn't really know what of her abilities are going to work best, so she's just going to start trying.
Just punch it. Just punch it.
Punch it? I don't want to get near it, Slices. Okay. I'm gonna go right here. I'm gonna pick up this goon and use him as an improvised weapon.
Oh God!
And throw him at the robot.
Oh, we full crows in now.
Yep.
All right. Roll an improvised weapon attack.
Wait, what did you throw?
The goon.
Ah, cool.
For clarity, are you using the one who's unconscious, or the one who's sleeping, or the one you beat the crap out of?
Oh. Which one's gonna do more damage?
They both have about the same mass.
Let's try the unconscious one first, because maybe the robot will realize that he's, like, still alive and, like, determine he's a bad guy or something.
He just attacked me. Destroy.
Yeah.
Okay, your first attack, you hurl the goon across the room. It clangs off the robot's metal carapace, dealing almost no damage. You realize that this robot is probably resistant to most attacks.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
That was your first attack.
Don't think that worked, you guys. Okay. I still want to keep the range. I don't want to get this close to me. So, I'll pull out my shotgun.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
Oh.
Now, normally, when you... yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine. Roll to blast it with a shotgun. Oh my God.
Hey! Natural 20. Pew, pew, pew.
I kind of imagine Asena like pulling out the shotgun and then closing her eyes, not even looking, yeah, and just pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
All right. That is 10 plus 18. That is 28 points of damage. However, your shotgun attack is non-magical damage. It only takes half.
Okay.
So it takes 14 points of damage.
That's fair. Okay. I can't shoot again, right? Because I have to reload.
Correct. You've made two attacks. As a bonus action, you can make a third attack. You've used...
Do I still have movement after that?
How much? Where did you start your turn?
Like one tile above.
Then absolutely. You have 40... If you started it here, you have 7 squares left. 35 feet.
I'm going to spend a point of inspiration instead of a focus point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to jump and punch the Zorbot and then jump off of him.
Dope. Because you're spending a point of focus / inspiration, we're going to treat this as a flurry of blows attack, which means you can attack it twice.
Woo-hoo!
Roll an athletics check to jump on top of the boxes and gain the high ground. If you fail, you can still make the attack. It just won't be at advantage. Okay. That absolutely succeeded. You've been making all your rolls with advantage. I would tell you to turn it off, but you don't have to because you're about to punch this guy. Make 2 unarmed strike attacks, both with advantage. You deal 2 telling blows, and your enchanted enhanced fists deal full damage against the Zorbot.
Ooh. Nice.
Magical fists.
It starts to spark and...
Destroy!
And you only used... You still have another 25 feet of movement, so 5 squares if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah, don't stay near him. I'm going to move before he does. So I'm just going to throw something at him and then walk away. Hobble, okay. If you will.
Okay. Before my next turn, if the robot attacks me, I can react?
If you have an ability that uses a reaction, yes.
Okay. I'm gonna move back.
So all right. Go ahead and place yourself where you want to be. As you move back, the robot has long telescoping arms. It uses its reaction to take a parting shot at you. With its slicing claws. A 12 does not hit you. It just snaps at the air where you just were, and it has now used its reaction.
Oof. I bet you it like cut off part of my hair or something.
Yeah, just one of those slow-mo...
Yeah.
Hell yeah. John, it's your turn.
Okie dokie. That is very nice. Sorry, give me just a second. I'm looking at something here to do, but I am going to move up. Mate, if you can just move me up 30 feet to where I can see it, I think mm-hmm. I'm still going to have cover on it because of Gaston being in the way, but I don't think I can get any closer.
Yep, that is correct.
Let me just... Yep, I can use it for that. Very good. Perfect. Okay, great. Alrighty, I'm going to move up. Yep, just right there. Since we already shot a big old double-barrel shotgun, the surprise round is over, and a grenade. So I'm going to go ahead and pull out my bronze revolver, Krontaka. I'm going to level it before me and attempt to shoot the ever-loving crap out of this thing.
The Zorbot has cover from you because of Gaston.
Correct. And
through Gaston.
I am going to
This thing is beyond bloodied, by the way.
Oh, very good. Perfect. Let me just see here on attack roll. Yeah, it doesn't say before or after or whatever. I'm gonna hold on to it. Alright. Attack with Krontaka. Yeah, that should hit.
BAM! The bronze gun goes off. And the thing jolts back from the impact, slams into the wall, and then falls in a pile of sparks.
I put a hand...
What's that thing?
I put a hand on Gaston's shoulder. Oh, gosh, you look terrible.
I feel terrible.
Mate, can I fish around? I want to pull up my briefcase and see if I can find something to help patch him up.
For one inspiration, you can.
my travels. What inspiration get me?
A healing potion.
Can I just take it?
Gaston is important to me, so yes, I will spend an inspiration. I search through my briefcase and throughout my travels going throughout the cosmos and in my giant junk drawer that is this intergalactic briefcase. I pull out a healing potion and pass it to Gaston.
Oh, thank God.
Gaston, roll 2d4 plus 2 and add that to your health.
2d4 plus 2. Okay.
That made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
You don't say.
We are going to stay in initiative order. So, Gaston, what would you like to do?
While he's thinking about it, Asana is going to be like, oh, that was nice of you to heal him. And I'll give Matt inspiration.
Aww.
Hey, there you go.
I'm giving him one of mine, so now I'm down to 7.
Thank you.
So... is there a chance people would follow us?
What do you think?
Because you said we made a... didn't make a lot of noise.
All right, so kind of more... the sub basement is low enough beneath the main basement, and there's enough like stone and such in the way that you are not certain whether or not someone upstairs would have heard that. On this floor, almost certainly.
Yeah. I'm less concerned with everyone outside this floor right now. I would like to use my stim shot to give myself temporary HP.
Okay.
I actually don't recall how much we agreed that did. And
alright, so what that does is it actually gives you replenishing temporary hit points for 1 minute. For 1 minute every single round, you get 3 temporary hit points.
So it's an in-combat thing. Not
right,
a,
and the nice thing about that is that means every single round, the first hit that you that somebody stabs you with is effectively reduced by 3.
Yeah.
But we're still technically in combat, right?
You are, but that it just means that it's going to last for the next minute. So it's not a bad choice, but if it takes more than 10 rounds for something to go down, then it'll be less effective.
You might want to wait till the next robot shows up before you pop it.
I guess so. Then, I mean, I imagine we just keep walking forward because we're getting close to the lab, right? And it has to be down that corridor.
Hey, quick question. That guy you threw didn't wake up, did he?
Yeah, that would have woken him up.
Did he take damage from being yeeted into a robot?
He did. Yeah, he's just unconscious. He's down to 0. He was low already. It's fine.
I was gonna say she yeeted him into a big old impenetrable robot.
I'm putting the unconscious icon on these guys to represent the fact that they're not dead. They're unconscious and stable. But I'm leaving red X on them.
Can we do that thing where we grab the bodies and drag them behind the boxes so no one sees them?
We are on initiative, which means that essentially on your turn, you could stow one body or you could do one other thing. Gaston, you notice the boxes down here, they contain tubing, phosphorescent shielding, oxygen and CO2 gas, and saline solutions.
What does that mean?
A bunch of stuff.
Materials.
Now, there is enough stuff here that if you were to build an improvised gadget for short-term use, it would not count against your limit. Because you have excess supplies here. But it would have to be something you could logically make out of those sorts of things.
What did you say they were worth again?
Tubing, phosphorescent shielding, oxygen and CO2 gas, and a saline solution.
What is, you said phosphorus shielding, I think?
Yeah, so it, like, shields from light, essentially.
So, probably something explosive.
You could definitely make something explosive.
Okay, before I do that, I would like to take a look at the robot and see if I can salvage it for parts.
You absolutely could salvage it for parts. Roll a... If you want to move up to it...
Yeah.
Roll a science check. Okay, it has an atomic ray on its head, slicing claws, and all sorts of just like bits and pieces of robotic stuff. So you could probably, if you bring it back to your lab, like you could build something permanent, and in the field you could use it to build something temporary.
So wait, can I use the atomic ray if I like build it into something?
Long term, yes. Short term, you could probably get it to fire a couple of times and then burn out. Again, without access to your full laboratory, you would just be able to jury-rig something.
I would,
You also see prison cells along this wall, two of which are occupied.
I think for the moment I'll hold on to that stuff until I think of something particular I can do with it. Sorry, tell me once more what phosphor shielding is. It's like, what is it? Is it, are they plates?
No, it's like a film. It's like a film that you can adhere to stuff to block block light.
Oh, okay. Can't think of anything I can use for that, so I guess I'll just check the cells. Because you said there are some of them are occupied, right?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and move yourself up to the cells. There are two prisoners. Here is a young boy. He's got like a newsy cap. He is bound and gagged.
Does he look normal?
I don't know if you saw the kid in the sewers who said giant crocodile attacks Giotto's goons. It's that kid.
Yeah, we heard him. We didn't see him. Mm-hmm. Oh. How does he look?
A little bit roughed up. Been down here for a while. Dark bags under the eyes. Again, gagged, tied up.
I guess I'll open the cell. I'll use my little lock opening device thing.
All right. As your action, you open the cell. You can use your item interaction to untie him if you want.
Not yet.
All right. The cell is opened. Your turn is over. Asena, it is your turn. What would you like to do? Remember, your move speed is 45.
Yeah. Did you say who the second person in the cell was?
It's a young girl. More than that has not been identified.
Okay. Is it in this one right here?
Nope. That is where the newsie is. The other cell, occupied cell, is right over here. And I know we're in combat initiative, but I will allow you to move all the way to the cell if you want.
Okay. I'm gonna go. Sorry, you said it was. Can't go through walls. Gosh.
Just use the right click to sort of set a waypoint. That'll let you juke the wall.
Everything's glitching for me.
Do you want me to move you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just move me to,
I got you.
To that cell? All right. I want to look in and see what's there.
Young girl, probably in her teens, short hair, hands have some sort of grease on them, like oil grease or something. Her eyes are dull. She is staring at a spinning disc with spirals on it that is stuck to the wall that's going wow. She does not respond.
You guys, there's a girl in here.
There's a guy in here.
There's a spinning thing. I think she's pretty out of it.
Spinning thing?
Guys, I'm pretty sure these are probably gifted. The guy that was in the cell that I let out over here, he was a contact of mine that I met when I first arrived to this place. And he was... long and the short of it, he was delivering gifted that had been found to Zorbius to further experiment on. If these kids are down here and locked away in this place, it's possible they either were in the way, but I don't know why they wouldn't be disposed of. If they're being kept, there's a reason. Is there a reason the newsie didn't talk to Gaston? Is he also looking at a little wooby-wooby-wooby?
He's bound and gagged.
We're bound and gagged. Okay. We should probably let them out and figure out what's going on. If we take the gag off the kid, he seemed like a bit of a talker. We could probably figure some things out.
Asena, roll a perception check, please.
Only take off the gag, though. Don't untie him yet.
You hear a door open to the north. You haven't used your action yet. What would you like to do?
North this way or north where John is?
Around the corner this way.
Okay. And mate, I didn't get a chance to finalize my turn before it got ended last time. I was right next to these bones. Is there anything important about these bones over here?
There is not.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
I was going to ask that too. I was like, ooh, bones.
Looks like the remains of some poor soul who rotted away down here.
I figured. Just wanted to make sure.
I'm going to look behind my back and like notice the sound and say, hey, someone's coming. And then I'm going to try and pry open these bars.
Roll an athletics check. The bars are pretty strong. On your first attempt, you have not succeeded. However, gain inspiration from chat.
Help them kids.
Nice.
I am now going to
spend it.
You spend it?
Yeah, I want to do that again.
Okay.
I want to try harder.
Roll it. 20.
Nice.
You, well, how do you open it? you decide.
So that wasn't exactly working, like her, you know, using her biceps or whatever. So she's gonna sort of put her butt up against the wall and use her legs.
I thought you were gonna twerk the gate down.
That is not a fighting technique taught in most schools. It's a dangerous, forbidden technique.
She's gonna prop herself up so that way she's using her legs, because you know what, she don't skip leg day. And and sort of do like a leg press.
All right.
The bars, get them open.
And they give way. I am nice. Rolling somebody else in. John, it is your turn.
Okay, I know there is a girl over here, a boy over here. I got a call out that there was bound and gagged. I don't know if I got a call out that there was a spinny thing, but I know that there are captives, and there was a sound this way.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you're not going to give me a nice little teleport to be on that side of the wall, right?
Correct. Time is very much of the essence now.
I figured. Okay. I am going to take a quick look at my spells that I was researching, and oh man, there is not a lot that I have here, considering I planned for a different kind of an op. I was wrong to plan for it. Okay, I have a plan. I need to make sure that I'm in the right position, so I'm going to dash to the end of the hall.
Okay.
I'm going to use my movement to get me this far, and then I'm going to use my secondary. Mate, we haven't had a chance to go over this, but John has an assortment of spell tattoos. Mm-hmm. Would I be able to utilize one of them right now?
Yes.
And if so, what is the action that it takes to activate a spell tattoo? Is it the same action that it takes to cast the spell?
Yes.
Okay. John is going to go ahead and pop. He rolls up his sleeve a bit, and he has all these really cool looking tattoos mixed with blue, black, and a little bit of red ink. Some of them look like what I described before with his geometric symbols. Some of them are really intense looking arcane sigils. Some of them look almost like weird circuit board patterns. And he ends up taking one of them, crossing his palm a bit when he does. The spell tattoo disappears off of his arm and spreads across his whole body as he casts Expeditious Retreat, allowing him to be just a little bit faster.
All right. Well, chat a while ago gave disadvantage. Oh, no, they said the first token to flee. If they said retreat, even though you're not technically retreating, I was going to drop it on you, but it says flee, and you're not fleeing, so I'm going to allow it.
I did get disadvantage, though.
So yes, you did.
That's very good. Okay. I am going to go ahead and use my bonus action then to dash from here.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Expeditious Retreat. Let me just double check what the actual action on that is, though.
It's a bonus action to activate. And
okay,
when you cast the upon casting the spell and then until it ends, you can dash as a bonus action.
Gotcha, gotcha. Oh, but it takes a bonus action to cast it, though?
Yes, but when the first time you use it, you get to dash immediately.
Oh, okay, yeah. cool. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Then I dash up here. I have 5 feet of movement, but I'm just going to peek around the wall to see what this person
Go ahead and alt-drag yourself to the edge to peek around the wall.
I can't... Oh, there we go, perfect. Oh, I can't see anything.
You have to do a little bit more. There. So,
okay.
Let me point out a few of the features.
Yes, please.
Door open. Big old whirling machinery with large wires that go into this door.
Gotcha.
Gigantic, ominous door right here. Passageway continues up and then turns to the left.
And I have a pretty amazing passive perception and also otherwise. Did I hear any footsteps or anything else that indicates that something is coming?
Yes.
From that way that you pointed at?
Yep.
Okay. I turn back. Hey, guys, you might want to be a bit quicker. Do they sound like they're coming quickly, like running, mate, or just like footsteps?
They sound cautious.
Okay. Something's coming, but slowly. You may want to get these kids out and get them upstairs. We may want to do a tactical retreat to kind of get ourselves our bearings, and then we can come back.
Why?
Because we have hostages. They've taken these kids captive. We need to get them safe.
Our hostages.
Well, no, of course, but imagine if they're her hostages.
You said it like as if we captured
them. Wait, but we planned to mess shit up and leave anyway. Why do we have to leave now?
We can't just leave them here. We're not,
exactly.
we're not going to leave them here. We're going to go deeper into the lab.
Guys,
and then leave. Yes, we do. We're doing this now.
Okay. You guys can do it on your own because I'm getting this girl upstairs. I won't be gone long. I can move really fast, but
you're saying exactly what I said. I'm saying we should get the kids to safety.
I'm talking to Gaston.
Okay.
But you're saying leave. Where are we going? Where are we gonna put them?
We're gonna drop them off upstairs and then come back.
Yeah, the secret room where I put them.
What secret? Everyone here in this house has access to all the rooms. They're not going to be safe for long.
The brick wall. Remember the one we broke down? There's a little area back there that no one knows about.
I sincerely doubt nobody knows about it but us. We don't live here.
No, aren't you? Do you have a mirage of the wall still put together?
Okay, well, that expired probably maybe 10 seconds ago. It only lasts for a minute. Actually... That wasn't
Either
that long.
Way, it's gonna be better than keeping them here.
I agree, absolutely. Okay, fine.
And
Kasson,
we don't know. They can help us. They are powerful. Or else, why would they be here? I mean, I know they're kind of.
Well,
hurt
we
right
don't
now.
Really know why they're here. That's kind of the
figure
problem.
Figure that out. So here's the thing, Gaston. I know that you're amazing, but you're really hurt. Why don't we grab these children, go upstairs, get them set up, and then we can come back down and keep. I'm not saying we leave. Let's just get them to safety, out of these jail cells. And
Fine.
With that, you broke open the thing. I'm going to rush up with my action now. And I'm going to see if I can grab that little girl and run her upstairs, or at least start doing that.
All right. Go ahead and move yourself. Use your item interaction to pick her up and move at half speed once you're holding her.
She's still comatose when we pull her away from the little spinnies aisle?
Well, you haven't done that yet, so you don't know.
I use my item interaction to attempt to grab her.
All right. You've now carrying her, and your remaining movement is at half speed.
Yep, I use 10, so I have 20 left, so I can move 10 more feet. When I pull her away, I want to turn her towards me and say, hey. And she looks like a little girl, you said, right? Or is she
teenage.
Like a full-grown woman?
Teenage.
So I pull her to me. Hey, kid, you okay? And I snap my fingers and try and...
All right, she's pretty clearly hypnotized by the spinning thing on the wall.
Okay, I'm just going to bring her with me and we'll see about rousing her way upstairs.
All right. Is that the end of your movement?
Yes, that's it. That's everything.
All right. Gaston, it's your turn. What do you do?
Can I pick up a child in my state?
Yes. You actually suffer no in-game penalties, even though you're grievously injured.
All right. I'll just pick up the kid and go upstairs.
All right. So it's an item interaction, which is free to pick up the kid. It's sort of like... and then you can move, but you move at half speed while you're carrying the kid, so that's 15 feet, and you can dash to go another 15 feet, so you can still get your full 30 if you want.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
I'll do. All right, go ahead and move yourself where you want to end up to 30 feet. I will take the newsy with you. Okay, my turn.
And I throw Gaston a thank you as he rescues the newsy.
Okay. You hear around the corner footsteps running towards this large machine. And you hear clang!
That cautious movement turned into running really quick.
Yep. Was cautious, look left, look right, dart. The door at the end of the hallway opens. And you hear a chorus of voices.
Destroy, 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 destroy,
destroy! As multiple Zorbots power up.
Glorious.
Asena, it's your turn. You hear multiple robots in this room. You don't know how many. And somebody over here just activated this machine.
Okay. You guys get them back up there. And I'll try to hold these off as long as I can.
Oh, God.
Look, don't stay too long, and you're going to need this. I'm going to give her... one of my EMP grenades, so I only have one left.
You are
across the world, right?
35 feet in a hallway away.
I just realized she's not near me. Well, sucks to suck.
Could he throw it without activating it?
I gotta press a button to activate it. So technically,
well, she could press the button to activate it.
Right? Yeah, you could throw it into this square, like right here.
Okay, I'm just gonna. Do literally that.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna shout, Asena, press the button and then throw it at them.
Now, Gaston, be very direct. How long does she wait before throwing it? Does she count to one or two? No greater than five? Three is the number that she should wait, or what? What are we looking at here?
No greater than two.
Does it have multiple buttons?
There's literally one button.
One button.
Thankfully.
Big button?
Big enough.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna move back here.
Yeah, I take it that's what this is?
Yep.
Okay.
How far was that? 10 feet?
25 feet. You have 20 feet of movement remaining.
Jesus.
Pick it up, and then I'm gonna move back.
That was your item interaction. You now have 5 feet of movement remaining when you return, and you have the EMP grenade.
Can I push it and throw it in the room?
You can. It only has a 10-foot radius for its explosion, and you don't know the parameters of this room.
Could she ready an action to when they all gather up and are close to do it?
You could ready an action to throw it if you want.
What does that mean? Like I'd be able to do it as a reaction?
Exactly. So when you ready an action, you say, okay, I am going, when X, I'm going to do Y. And then as long as that thing happens, you can use your reaction to do it.
Okay. I'm actually going to duck in here.
Ooh.
So you have 5 feet of movement left. Which will only get you... Oh, you're going to duck in here. Nice. Okay, you're now in there.
Okay,
you could use an action to enter stealth if you wanted. Or do whatever else you want.
like hiding, but have the button and be holding it at the ready.
Oh god.
To throw at them.
Okay, well, it's only 1d8 to humans. Like, that's nothing. She can totally face tank that.
That's true. That's true. What? Okay. If you, like, kamikaze just clicked it when they were on top of you.
So,
not true.
Basically, Pods.
Gotcha.
You're sitting there.
I'm the bomb.
You're the bomb.
No,
you are,
no,
you're the bomb.
No. You throw it.
So you're just sitting there. It. You're ready your action. So before your next turn, Pods, you tell me when you're going to lob it. Press it and lob it, all right? Tell me when.
Okay.
Okay. It is now my turn.
That's so cool.
Although I guess you guys are still in the hallway, so...
Destroy! 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 Destroy!
Oh yeah, it's all coming together. Are these Mark 1s or Mark 2s?
These are Mark 3, but Mark 1 is the most powerful. Mark 2 is medium, Mark 3 is the weakest.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay, interesting.
You have fought this type before.
You're still on, yeah, okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I am. Initialize Mega Infrared Flux Emitter Sphere.
Oh, God.
And they open up their, like, compartments, and these balls of fire start rolling down the corridor. Let's see. It has a range of 60... It appears... Anyone who contacts it takes that much damage. As a bonus action, they can move it up to 30 feet. All right, cool.
And just to be clear, man, I know you already did, but I did have her on that side of me.
That's totally fine. All right, Matt. These things take up a certain amount of space, so only two of them can attack you with them.
Okay.
But they're both going to direct these holy moly great balls of fire directly towards you.
Question.
Yes.
Would you allow me, as a reaction, could I give you an inspiration to cast a spell?
Yes.
Okay, I would like... when the balls are summoned, before they rush to me, mm-hmm. I would like to do what I did last time and drop a great ball of water right in their way, hopefully dropping it on the fireballs as well.
Okay. Is that a 10-foot sphere?
It is. It's a square. It's a 10-foot square.
Okay.
So I would like for it to be, when they get summoned, I don't know if it drops right in front of them or how it works. If I mm-hmm. can, I'd like to catch all four of them. If I can't, I'll catch these two in the front so I can extinguish the balls.
Okay. No, you can drop it. So you're just going to drop a ball. So I'm going to take this. I'm going to expand it out to here, and I'm going to turn it blue.
Yay! That's exactly like when they show up as they're doing their thing. I want to try and capture them all in water and extinguish their fire.
Destroy!
As you Yay. Splash them with water, what's that effect called?
It is watery sphere.
Okay, you've used your reaction. Keep that in mind.
Yes, I'm going to click the ability so that way you can see what it does in case you need to see it.
Perfect. All right, it appears...
points.
Any creature in this... they have to make strength saving throws.
Correct.
All right. And a 1, and a 2, and a... 1, 2, 3, 4. Do any of them succeed?
No.
All right.
As soon as they come out and start summoning their balls, John turns around, traces a few sigils in the air, drops another ball of water on them, and says, "All right, Senna, I got him grouped up. I'm getting this kid the hell out of here."
They are now floating in this, like, churning sphere of water. They are restrained. Yeah, they are all restrained. And they're in water, and water is bad for electricity, or good, depending on who you're talking to.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You cannot concentrate on this spell.
And the other one, I know.
So are you going to drop the other spell, or is this only going to manifest for one round?
No, I have to drop the other one. Yeah.
All right.
What if I just throw it now?
Do you want to use your reaction to throw it now?
Yeah.
All right. As they are all encapsulated by water, Asena pokes her head out, presses the button, and flings a grenade down the corridor. Asena, roll... It's not really an improvised weapon. Roll a dexterity, and you're not proficient with it.
Dexterity or strength, right? That's row.
Yeah. Roll a strength check. Just click on your strength.
You should have done dexterity.
Would you like to use inspiration?
Yeah, please do that. Yeah, please do that. Yeah,
burn one inspiration and roll again. Nice. Okay. The grenade goes flying through the air. It hits the ball of water with this bloop, and then the inside of the water arcs with lightning that zaps back and forth, filling the entire sphere. Roll 6d8.
Nice.
23. All right, so they are vulnerable, which means they take double damage, which means they take 46.
Ooh.
Yeah, because water and electricity.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And they all have to roll constitution saving throws because they took lightning damage.
Guys, magic, science, and Asena just work.
Okay. All of them are stunned until the end of their next turns.
Oh, yeah.
So much for my precious Zorbots. All right, I'm giving them all a stunned icon. I believe that gives...
Zorbots, apparently, but not ninjas.
Anything but ninjas. And they're honestly restrained.
If anything even looks at Gaston, he just dies, apparently.
All right, well, that was the...
I think you keep getting critted. Everything that hits you keeps hitting you with a natural 20.
John, yeah. It's your turn.
Yeah,
well,
does.
I lost my expedited retreat, so I'm just gonna haul ass normally.
All right, so you can go up to 30 feet, which means you can land here or here.
I'll be right behind Gaston.
All right, go ahead and hustle, Gaston. Are you just hustling?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go upstairs to whatever room.
All right,
that was being discussed.
You reach the top floor and the secret door on this turn. So it basically is going to take you two rounds to complete the drop-off after this.
Okay.
Asena, you hear somebody pounding on the door. Intruders! Intruders! And then hustling. Let's see, so that was 5 foot, item interaction. Intruders! And it is your turn. The Zorbots are all stunned and floating in the water.
Gotcha.
How do they look, by the way, after taking all that damage from the grenade?
Awful. Absolutely awful.
Nice.
The machine that was turned on, does that just open the door? Or... does it do more than that?
Well, you are not the machine-knowing person, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm going to poke you around the corner. You're still in the cell, but I want you to be able to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, FYI, when they're restrained, you have advantage on attacking them. And there's already the full amount of people that can be in there, so...
yeah.
Just in case you were thinking about it.
You know, my fist worked last time. So... probably don't need to mess around with things. I don't know. I know punching things really well, so.
Oh, also your gun. Your gun needs reloading, just FYI. And that takes a full action to do with a shotgun.
Right, yeah. But my gun's not going to work on these guys.
True.
I mean, it might a little, but.
It'll deal half damage. They have resistance.
Your fists are superior to guns.
I have to kill fast and bullets too slow.
Yeah!
I'm gonna jump on this side of them before I start my attacks and just punch as many of them as I can.
Alright. You dive through the watery sphere. This is gonna take you 25 feet of movement.
And it's difficult terrain to move through the
sphere. Alright, so like 30 feet of movement. So you have 15 feet left. You see a large door here. And up at the top of the corridor, there's an open door here, and the passageway continues around to the left, and there appears to be a control panel of some sort right here. Roll your attacks. You have advantage on these.
Oh, shit.
Roll again because you have advantage, and we're going to take the first damage result. So, all right, so we're taking that 18. So your first strike hits, and you just punch right through the robot's light bulb eyeball into its brain and pull out its circuits. It is destroyed. Roll your second attack. You can easily hit this Zorbot right here. Okay, critical hit. What happens to it?
I don't know. It's going to start throwing up water and blood and stuff.
You punch it so hard, it like all of its insides get processed outside, and so water and nuts and bolts just in all directions.
Can it like do a little like robot garbled scream?
Oh my!
That was worth it.
Yeah.
You have 10 feet of movement left. You've used your action. You have a bonus action, which you could use for free to attack without even spending a key point.
Yeah.
If you want.
There's two guys left.
Now, FYI, real quick. You don't know this. Crap. In my defense, I didn't expect you to go diving into the water.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I'll wait to say anything until you make your choice.
What would you like to do?
Yeah, Sana's gonna be really. Her pupils are narrowing. She's getting in the battle. You know, she's
the bloodlust.
Yeah, she's just really, really focused on these robots right now. So let's do a bonus action.
Okay, so to hit
what's
them,
called?
To hit them, you're gonna have to pass through the watery sphere again. Yes. Roll a strength saving throw. You do not have advantage on this, so we're taking the first result, which is a 15. Does that succeed, Matt?
No.
Okay. As you jump into the watery sphere, you are caught by the current and swept up. You are now spiraling around inside of a watery bubble filled with, nuts and bolts and Zorbots.
Destroy!
So she still gets her attack, but she's just restrained, so it's disadvantage.
Right. But it's also advantage to hit them, so make your bonus action attack, but a flat attack.
Oh,
with,
yeah!
Just a no normal, no advantage or disadvantage.
That's so funny.
An 11 will not hit a Zorbot.
Blech.
And that
I
will.
I'm swimming now.
That will end your turn. On
at
their
the
turn.
Her turn. Sorry, at the end of her turn, she gets to try to escape.
Is it an action to do so, or is it free?
It's just at the end of the turn, it gets a chance to escape.
Okay. So make a new strength saving throw.
This will apply, of course, to them too.
Mm-hmm. All right. You are still caught in the sphere. The Zorbots, on their turn, finish being stunned, so all they get to do is make new strength saving throws to get out of the sphere. Does a 16 save?
Nope.
They are still stuck. So it's just like this churning ball of water, a Asana going as these Zorbots on the spin cycle, wrapping around each other.
Do you want me to tell you what you need to get out of that thing?
It's got to be a 17, right?
19 together.
Jesus! You should probably drop that.
I have a rod that makes my DCs harder to resist. Concentration is John's thing.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that.
The large doors to the north open up.
Destroy! Destroy! Destroy!
Zorbot Mark 1 rounds the corner.
What?
Zorbot Mark 1 rounds the corner.
Oh, see, that's what I thought you said.
This is why I was hoping you were going to dive in the water. I could just leave that there to, like, stall
them. Well, maybe you should have been more clear.
I mean,
don't touch the bubble.
That's true. I thought you saw what happened to it, but yeah, you're right.
Zorbot Mark One enters the fray.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
Yeah, can we pass? Is that something?
What? What?
What? What?
What?
Wait, how many are... What's happening?
If I could direct you guys to the bottom of what was just rolled, please.
Yeah.
Did you read that name?
Oh, I'm reading that name.
As you are spiraling around in circles, you see what looks like a diving suit. Like an old-timey, big old diving suit clomps around the corner. Its face is a television screen in black and white. And on that face is a face. The face of Dr. Zorbius Brandt! Fools! You cannot begin to comprehend my unparalleled genius! When the Zorbian auto charger drive is complete, I will transform all of humanity forever! The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.